The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Thursday, November the 6th, 7:05 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Thursday. Linda will be on at a little bit later this morning. And so good morning, everybody. Thanks for either waking up with us or joining us this morning while you're getting ready to go to work or having your coffee and all that. Ben's here with me.
Good morning.
We found a something that I'm going to share. Ben had a toothache. It was worse than that. But he, when he went down to the dentist, and we can give a shout-out to the dentist if you want to.
Dr. Burroughs.
Okay. And really treated you well.
Oh, yeah.
And found out if you take, what, two Tylenol and
three ibuprofen.
It's like, boom, pain goes away.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were, you know, we had the, you know, you had to leave the other day. Well, I'm glad it's, you're feeling better and you're getting it all fixed.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't like the dentist, so for me to go to the dentist was almost like pulling teeth, you know? But the dentist is one of those places where it's really hard for me to go. So.
I can still remember when I was like 6 years old, I went in, you know, and something was going on, but my mom brought me in there and the dentist pulled my tooth. Tell you what, Mom had to find me after that for a couple of years.
I never lost any of my baby teeth. They were all They were all pulled out.
You know, my daughter had the same thing. I mean, she still got some baby teeth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, 40 years old. So,
yeah, they pulled them all out.
She's 50 years old. Where'd those 10 years go? Anyway, wow. So your other teeth could come in?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Is there a national day out there today?
There's a few of them. We have a National Nachos Day, if you like nachos.
Whoa. If they're good nachos.
Yes, I agree.
And you've got to eat nachos kind of semi-quick.
Yeah, you never can take them with you.
No, because by the time you get them home, the cheese has softened everything. And it's, you know, eating soft cheese-colored chips. Isn't that cool? It's got to have meat on it. It's got to have jalapenos on it.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, all those things. Okay, it's nachos day.
Nachos day. It's
I may have to have nachos today.
I know, me too.
Where can you get good nachos?
That's a good question. You know, actually, at my work down in Happy Valley, the Tap House Pizza Company, we have some, they're called trash can nachos.
Yeah.
They come out in this little, like, can, and then you pull them apart. They're really good.
Okay.
And when we send our nachos to go, though, we put our cheese on the side.
That's a good idea.
So it's not, you know, they don't get all mushy.
They're not your Taco Bell nachos.
No.
Okay.
It's also a National Men Make Dinner Day.
Men Make Dinner Day.
Yes.
I cook.
I cook, too.
I've been single a long time in my life, and I've learned to cook. And, you know, in fact, when you watch these reels, do you ever get on Facebook and watch reels?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes. There's this, there's always, as soon as you watch one, you know, item where they're cooking something, in a crock pot or something like that, all of a sudden you get 30 of them. You know, every other one is, oh, this is how you can make nachos. This is how you can make bacon wrapped.
That's that AI for you.
Yeah, there you go. AI is our friend. All right. What's the weather look like today? It's always a surprise. Showers likely. Yeah, that looks pretty good. Looking out the window here. Cloudy with a high near 61. Chance of precipitation about 60%. Showers likely. Tonight, Friday, 30% chance of showers before 10 a.m. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 75, which is good because that is the Veterans Day Parade in the city of Shasta Lake, which means it's going to be a beautiful day there. Sunny, mostly Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. Monday, partly sunny. Veterans Day on Tuesday, mostly sunny. And then on Wednesday, showers start coming back in here. So we're going to have like 4 or 5 days here. They're going to be really, going to be nice days, good temperatures, and sunny. So weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned, locally-owned, locally-operated company in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers like warm friends. They're just a good group of people, the Kenny family. Been doing that for like 30 years. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. So last night, we almost had a disaster. You've been to my house before.
Yes, I have.
Okay, you know where you park on the street and you come down those like 4 steps into onto the sidewalk and walks into the house.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so kind of rainy last night. So I'm taking Buford out at about 10 o'clock. He comes out and usually just he wanders over in the front yard and finds the most appropriate bush. This time he takes off and I'm right behind him. Going, leave it, because I think he sees a cat, because we have cats around there. Well, he makes all, he's going down that sidewalk, and he makes an abrupt right turn. I mean, abrupt. And I get there, and it's a skunk. And it's not the skunk's face. It is the skunk's butt. Tails up, tails flared out, and all I could see is this red laser in the tail of that skunk, and I'm thinking, oh no. And then, but then the skunk runs up the stairs. Well, he waddled up the stairs. He's pretty big.
Well, that's good.
No, and I called Buford over, and I started rubbing and sniffing him and everything, seeing if perhaps the skunk had got him. But he got skunked last year, and I think he remembered that, because when he saw that skunk, and when I said, leave it, he just bolted to the right out of the what you could call the beaten range if the skunk had launched. However, I was close enough that I just wonder if, you know, if the skunk had decided to defend itself, if I couldn't have gotten hit. So anyways, that skunk's been around our house now for like 4 months. Usually comes in like 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. We got it on, you know, the cameras. But last night, that was a surprise. So now, when I go out at night, I kind of tell Buford to sit and stay, and I kind of go out and look around the yard, make sure there's nothing out there. Skunk. A lot of things happening on, and that we're going to talk about today. 8 o'clock, Dan Knott from K2 Development is going to join us and talk about all the things that are coming on downtown, especially in the marketplace, in his opinion, other things, you know, that could be being done in downtown Reading and other parts of Reading and, Shasta County. That to help promote Shasta County. So we're going to be talking about that about 8 o'clock. But right now we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a lot of things to talk about, including I found an article, you know, Mondani, who won in New York, who is an avowed socialist. So you think, how are people voting for socialism in New York? Well, there's this, I'm going to introduce an article I read yesterday that it's not socialism, it's something else. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Reading Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at ReadingKia.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Chastardam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Electric Utility. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information. Now, Zoran Mamdani, self-avowed socialist, perhaps even going beyond that in certain areas, won New York, won it easily. Though if Silva had dropped out, because he got 9% of the vote, that would have made it, and if all of Silva's people had gone over to Cuomo, it would have made it a lot closer. So, but he won. And did he win because New York has turned socialist?
I mean, they're liberal, a lot of them. But did he win because New York voted for socialism? And this opinion piece from Lee Carter said that's not what it was. He won because he captured something every politician should be listening to right now, a deep frustration that the system doesn't feel fair anymore. The frustration isn't confined to struggling families or low-income voters. It's spreading among people who are doing fine, the educated, ambitious, upwardly mobile professionals who are supposed to be living the dream but can't shake the feeling that they're falling behind. They're not the working poor or the wealthy elite. They're somewhere in between. They've done everything right, gone to school, worked hard, hustled, and yet they still feel stuck. Rents climb faster than salaries. Taxes eat away their paychecks. Buying a home feels impossible. They're not broke. They're just burnt out. They stop believing that hard work automatically leads to stability, let alone success. They don't want handouts. They want honesty. They don't trust the system, but they're still trying to make it work. And Mondani saw them before anybody else. He sounded like someone who actually understood their frustration. New York used to run on ambition. It was a city of hustle where if you gave everything, you could climb, but that promise feels broken now. Even people with good jobs feel like they're running faster just to stay in place. The success doesn't feel secure. The effort doesn't feel rewarded. It's not guilt. It's exhaustion. And Mondani gave the frustration a name. He said, you're right. The deal's been broken. Let's fix it. He didn't offer a revolution. He offered recognition. And if for a city this tired, that was enough. If it sounds familiar, it should. Because the same emotion that powered Donald Trump's rise, Trump gave voice to working class America who felt forgotten by the elites. Mondani gave voice to affluent New Yorkers who felt abandoned by opportunity. Different neighborhoods, same feeling. The system is rigged, and I'm the one who will unrig it. They just offer different answers. Trump promised to tear down what he saw as corruption and complacency. Mondani promised to rebuild fairness from the ground up. But the root emotion, betrayal, was identical. Republicans shouldn't dismiss Mondani's victory as a far-left fluke. They should study it. He won because of empathy, not because of ideology, because he made frustrated voters, including some who make six figures, feel heard. That's what conservatives used to do best. Ronald Reagan did it. Trump did it. They right spoke of language of effort, fairness, and dignity, that if you worked hard, you deserved a fair shot. The message still wins, but voters don't hear it as clearly anymore. If the GOP can reclaim it, if conservatives can speak credibly about fairness, not just freedom, they can reach the same voters. So, I think there's a lot there in that opinion piece, that people are working really hard, and yet they're not getting anywhere. They, you know, you could be making six figures, but you still can't buy a house. That the system is somehow letting you down, that even if you do work real hard and you are, quote, successful, it's you're still not able to do things that your parents did or your grandparents. And people are tired of that. Trump said it, and he won. Mondani said it in a different way, but he won. He's, some of the things, his outliers, like free child care, free buses, city-run stores, taxing more and more people. Well, no, it'll be interesting to see how he pulls it off, if he does. But you just heard what I said, Ben. It kind of looked like you were getting ready, you wanted to say something on this. Well, I may have just read that wrong. But is that kind of a feeling among your constituents out there, that you're working your butt off, but it's to keep you in the same spot, or do you feel like you're getting ahead?
I mean, in my situation, I just feel like I'm in the same spot. Just work, and it doesn't feel like I'm ever getting ahead.
Buying a house is for, I know, working families, two incomes. The idea of buying a house is beyond them at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much in Redding, but as soon as you leave, you know, areas, Anderson, Redding, Shasta Lake, those, as soon as you get, you know, you get down to Sacramento, I mean, the average cost of a house in California is like $900,000. It's just ridiculous. So, you know, so you have a job that pays you $100,000 a year. And you think, oh, that's a lot of money. I could be able to do it on $100,000. And you find out that, well, no, you can't because of taxes, because of whatever rules, you know, that come in there. Now, on the other hand, you can work hard. And you can make a success for yourself. You know, it doesn't mean you have to go to a good university or anything. If you can be in the trades and make a good living. And, the American dream is still out there. That's why so many people want to come to our country. But I understand what the writer was saying is that people are just kind of like tired. And they want to see the system be more fair. So, okay. I just found that very interesting. Let me see. Citadel. Let me see if I can. Citadel's Ken Griffin. The Citadel is an investment company, and it's one of the biggest in the world. It's a hedge fund. And it's one of the largest, most successful in the world, managing an estimated $65 billion in assets. Been in Chicago 30-something years. They're moving to Florida. Why? Just off the top of your head. They're moving from Chicago to Florida. Why?
Maybe they're paying less taxes or something?
Well, it'll be less taxes. That's one thing. Safety.
Okay.
He says, I live in a failed city state. I've lived in Chicago for 30 something years. I had two colleagues had bullets fly through their cars. I had 25 bullet holes in the front of the building where I lived. You can't live in a city awash with violent crime. So they moved south in 2022. And, gosh, where'd they go? Miami. He's noticed a sharp difference. You know what's great to go to dinner and people talk about their children mm-hmm. and they talk about the future and they do so with excitement and enthusiasm? We lost that in Chicago in the last 10 years. Dinner in Chicago would be about crime, about cronyism, about failed policies in the state. It's so refreshing to be in a city where people talk about tomorrow. So you've got him talking like that about Miami, and then you have what Mondana did in New York, that there wasn't an optimism, where in Miami there is. So it's interesting how two different cities have two different outlooks on life. I find that interesting. Not only in Miami. Oh, entrepreneurs are people that believe in tomorrow. It's really tough to start a business, but don't kid yourself. You don't own your business. Your business owns you. So you have to have a great deal of optimism about the future. Boy, is he right about that. Not only Miami, but other major South Florida metropolitan areas like Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale have seen a surge in wealth and population growth in recent years because they're coming from New York and Chicago. West Palm saw a 112% jump in millionaire residents over the past decade, while Miami saw 94. So, you know where they're coming from. They're coming from the East Coast. They're coming from New York, Chicago, Boston, these places that are having problems. All right, let's take a quick break, and we come back. Let me see what else we have to talk about. Nancy Pelosi and the medical reach helicopter that crashed. We have some news on that too, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Butlin. We'll be in around 8. I was choking, just yawning. It's hard getting that out. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. 7:33 in the morning here on the 6th of November. 54 degrees out there, and we are going to get some rain today, according to the forecast. The Reach helicopter, the medical helicopter that crashed in October, lost power before it came down, according to a preliminary National Transportation Safety Board investigation. Reading flight nurse Susie Smith was critically injured and died 4 days later in a Sacramento hospital. And there's going to be a community celebration of life for Susie. It's going to be at the Reading Civic Auditorium on November 18th, so it'll be a week from tomorrow. She was one of the three people on board the night it crashed on Highway 50 and had taken off from UC Davis Medical Center helipad. After dropping off a patient, was headed to nearby McClellan Airfield. Also injured in the crash was the pilot, Chad Mildred, and the flight paramedic, Margaret D.D. Davis. Mildred is retired California Highway Patrol officer and lives in Palisadro here. And they both, Mildred and Davis, have been released from the hospital. So that's going to be on November 14th at the Civic. The Nancy Pelosi is leaving. She is not going to run again. Can this be? She made the announcement after 4 decades, and after 4 decades of being in Congress, that she has seen enough and done enough. And if you've been following just anything on the news, you'll see that Nancy has been, I mean, it's been tougher for her. And I think it's, she's got 40 years in Congress. And I think that's enough. There's another congressman from Maine that's not running for re-election. He said, I've been in 8 years, and frankly, there should be term limits of 8 years for people. Anyway, she announced yesterday she won't run for another term. She has been one of the most powerful women in the nation's history. Dear San Francisco, with a grateful heart, I look forward to my final year of service as your proud representative. Very liberal. She's 85 years old. And after 20 terms, it was time for her to step aside. State Representative Scott Wiener already had announced he would seek the Democratic nomination next year, and other contenders are sure to follow. She's led 2 impeachments of President Trump, engineered efforts to convince President Biden to drop his bid for a second term. She pushed through the Affordable Care Act and the controversial financial bailout in 2008. That economists say averted another Great Depression. She also took credit for bringing home billions of dollars for our city and state. Well, she probably did that. She won a special election in 1987. Her first bid for office is working as a political fundraiser in California Democratic chair. I have no doubt that if I decided to run, I would win. This isn't arrogance, it's competence. So Nancy Pelosi is leaving Congress to head home. If you're planning on traveling by air, you might want to start taking a look at your airline tickets. They're going to start limiting air travel capacity to 40 airports in our nation. It was data driven. We are seeing increased pressure in these 40 markets, and we looked at the data. And so taking 10% of the flights out would reduce that pressure, which is what we want to do. Now, does that mean there's going to be no delays? No. There's potentially still going to be delays if we have staffing triggers and we don't have enough controllers in aerospace, and where we did cut 10%, you might see additional delays. As of 9 a.m. today, 825 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. have been delayed, while 42 have been canceled. And when they asked Duffy, should people start considering canceling their holiday plans? He said it was hard to predict what could happen in the coming weeks, pointing to the historically long government shutdown. If we're still in a shutdown posture, it's going to be a rough out there, really rough. And we'll mitigate the safety side, but will you fly on time? Will your flight actually go? That's yet to be seen. However, Transportation Secretary said that Americans should still book their holiday travel if they see deals they want to grab. He said he's already booked travel for his children to come home for the holidays. Now, wouldn't that be funny if his kids were stuck in Dallas?
or Denver for 2 days, and they get there on Friday instead of Thanksgiving. I have a feeling that for the Secretary of Transportation, that's not going to happen. Okay, so it's all because of the shutdown, which is in historic times. It sets a new record every day for being closed. I would think that this week they would have taken another look at it after the elections on Tuesday. Democrats did well on the East Coast and here in California, if you think Prop 50 is doing well. I would think that it's time for them to, you know, take a page out of the Democrats' book when the Republicans shut down Congress, shut down the government by saying this is wrong, this is something that needs to be fixed, you can't hold the government hostage, you know, and go on and on and on through that. I mean, they've been saying it for, you know, they've said it every time the Republicans did it, yet they're shutting down the government and somehow blaming it on the Republicans, and I'm not sure if that's not working somehow. Somehow it's the Republicans' fault that the Democrats don't vote to open the government up on the continuing resolution. I haven't figured out how they do that, but it seems to be working for them. Let me see. What else do we have here? Well, not that. Try that. The Woody's Brewing Company, let's go do some local stuff. Woody's Brewing Company has announced that the upcoming launch of its Veterans Blend 2025 set for tomorrow, and proceeds from this limited edition brew will benefit both the Woody Scholarship Fund and Soldiers Angels, supporting local veterans and active duty service members. And RABA is having their Salute to the Veterans. It's going to be on Friday, November the 14th. And it's going to be in conjunction with Plumas Bank. And it's a special drive-through donation. And we're going to be there on a remote doing live from the Heart Now Plumas Bank where people can drive through and donate money. And all this cash, checks, and it's going to provide bus service, free bus service passes to veterans in need. For every $100 donated, RABA will contribute an additional 50% match, turning your gift into $150 worth of bus passes for local veterans. So, we've participated in this for, 10 years now. And what happens is the Shasta Veteran Service Office, Shasta County Veteran Service Office, has a list of the veterans and all this, and they're the ones that are handing out the passes to the veterans. So you can get 10 at a time, and then this is for veterans that can't drive, either through age, physical difficulties, so now they can use RABA. And RABA's got a number of different ways to ride, including being picked up at your house and delivered to wherever you want to go. So that's going to happen November 14th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Plumas Bank, which is a couple branches here in town, down in Anderson, Bernie, all the way over, let's just say here, Anderson, one branch in Anderson and two right here in Redding. We'll talk more about it. And like I said, we'll be there November 14th from 7 to 9 a.m. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust, visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be in about 10 minutes or so. Our guest at 8 o'clock is Dan Knott from K2 Development, talking about things that are going on in town, future, marketplace, all of those. Hey, if you got injured at work and you've been trying to get the treatment that you're supposed to be getting, but it's just not happening because of delays or denials or things, maybe you need to talk to an expert in workers' compensation, and that's Patrick Gorman. Patrick has the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento that he's built in here in the North State. And when you give them a call at 530-262-2168, it's a free consultation, and you're going to be talking to Patrick. You're not going to be talking to paralegals or somebody else trying to get information. It's going to be Patrick. Work injuries can be life-changing for you, your family. Your boss wants you back to work. You want to be back to work, but it's just not happening. You need some help, and that's the guy that can do it for you. You need someone that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, or check out GormanLaw.com. Now, you're an astronaut. You're up in orbit. And you're getting ready to come home. And all of a sudden, tiny pieces of space debris damage your reentry vehicle. Have you read about that?
No, I haven't.
It's a Chinese space crew is stranded at their space station after tiny pieces of space debris and damaged their return capsule. They've been scheduled to return to Earth on Wednesday, but now it's been temporarily extended as engineers conduct impact analysis and risk assessments. It's been postponed indefinitely. It was hit by tiny fragments, they think, of space junk and increasing hazard in low Earth orbit. Now, you remember the two astronauts that went up for the 6 days, ended up spending 6 months up on the space capsule, international, or in the space station, because we could not get them back. And then President Trump was elected, and then all of a sudden Musk was given the green light to send his rocket up there to come go get his capsule up there to go get him. But, you know, imagine leaving for 6 days, and it becomes 6 months. Their program regularly sends crews of three Chinese astronauts to and from their space station for six-month missions, where they carry out tasks ranging from scientific experiments to repairing debris damage. So, hopefully they'll get home safe. The UPS plane crash that happened Tuesday, 12 people are now confirmed dead following the crash. Officials warned that this death toll could rise, and several people who were near the crash site are still unaccounted for. They did recover the plane's black boxes, the cockpit voice recorder, and the flight data recorder. So, now, tomorrow, Congressman LaMalfa is going to be on our show. He is not happy, as you can probably imagine, over Prop 50. And he has said that they will take this to court. He says, unless there's some kind of miraculous change in the vote, which, of course, won't be, says that now they're going to go through the court, and that to challenge the fairness of this, and even could they do it. He is just one of the five that Newsom targeted in this Proposition 50, which passed overwhelmingly. And even though the people, and they looked at the polls, didn't like what was happening, they didn't like the idea of legislators drawing their own districts. They didn't like it by a far margin, like 80 or 90%, did not like it, yet they voted for it. Why? They didn't like Trump. They were saving democracy, because look what Texas did, and Texas did it. So if Texas did it, we have to do it. Of course, now, South Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Missouri, they're all looking at redoing districts too, Florida. This thing could, you know, hopefully there's more common sense in the other states than we have here. So it, what it firmly does though is it takes away any voice, if indeed it works, and I think his name's Harrison, a guy from these, that we're in his district now. If it works, we're going to have Democrats who are non-rural experts representing us in Congress. It's already tough enough in the state already with one assembly person and one senator for 11 counties and the supermajority that the Democrats have. So now they're going to have a supermajority on the federal level too, because they gerrymandered the state. This still irritates me. The Measure A doesn't irritate me, because people really clearly spoke in that, and there are, you know, both sides of that one. But this one, to me, merging our area into Marin County just doesn't make sense to me. And it hasn't since the beginning. Toyota is recalling 1 million cars. Why? It's a camera issue. It's more than 1 million cars for malfunctioning rear view cameras, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. covers 1 million Toyota, Lexus, and Subaru vehicles of more than 100 models and model years equipped with a panoramic view monitor system. They may experience a blank or frozen image from rear view cameras when in reverse, increasing crash and accident risk. So, the Camry Hybrid, the Highlander, the Toyota RAV4, and Subaru Solterra. So, you can, if you have those, Lexus, gosh, it's hundreds. If you got any of those, bring them into your closest Toyota dealer and they'll update the parking assist software free of charge. The air traffic problems we're going to have on Thanksgiving could be, I can't read. Oh, yes, I can. Let's go to the phones. Dolores, good morning. Hello, Dolores. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
What's up?
I was just calling to say, remember I called you, I think, a week ago before Measure A. You know, I told you it was going to pass.
Yeah, you did.
And I did. And that kind of tells us exactly where everybody's at, and that kind of tells you that even the people in Shasta County want to separate or divide whatever our state here, there's no way it's going to pass because those numbers, because of Measure A, it tells you where people are at, you know. So I think they'll be wasting their time trying to do anything.
What, you mean the lawsuit?
Well, the lawsuit, too, on top of that, because, you know, the people already spoken. And if you do that, I mean, I know Doug LaMaffa didn't like it, but also, you know, it would be, you know, because he lost his job and it will be a conflict of interest, but he also will be, he's not, even if he will have to get a lot of people behind him, like citizens, the voters, more beyond what the Measure 50 passed, you know?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, the citizens of Shasta County, by far, in Siskiyou County and Tehama County, by far, 70% or more voted against this thing. And the fact is, though, is we just don't have the numbers. When you go down to Marin County, that little strip, you know, that little tail that's been drawn to take it down to San Francisco Bay Bridge, there's more people in two counties there than we've got all through the state. I mean, all through the rest of the district. And there's, you know, the fact that people, when they voted for it in the polls, said that they by far margin, did not want politicians drawing the districts. And yet that's exactly what happened.
And And these people who wanted to separate, our states and, state of Jefferson, they talked about it for so many years. They should have done this a long time ago. They should have taken action. And now that it's happened, they want to start doing something. It's a little late because the numbers ain't going to be there. It just, they have to kind of understand that. It's part of the system that is supposed to happen, from what I believe is part of the system in the Bible, the scriptures. I go by that. So we're just going to have to learn to deal with it because it's going to be almost three years before things change. Well, but right now, we're going to have to learn to survive.
Supposedly by the next census. But, of course, and that will be the next election. But I don't trust that either. I think that they will find a way to have another election and say, hey, look, this is the way it should be. And they're just going to leave it like this. And we just up here in Northern California have just got to understand, no matter if all of us voted the same way, which we don't because it's like 68-30, something like that, Republicans to Democrats up here in Northern California, it doesn't make any difference. You know, the 30% Democrats in Shasta County and, you know, Tehama County and Siskiyou County and, you know, Modoc County, and those in Trinity County, even though there's probably more in Trinity County, it doesn't make any difference anymore. Our voices do not count, and they haven't counted. You know what? They haven't counted for years. Even in national elections, it's a winner take all. So you get 40% of the people voting for Trump, which you did, doesn't make any difference. All the electoral votes went to Kamala.
Yeah, it's because, you know, I believe that there's more complainers than doers. You know, they all talk and they all point the finger and they all say something, but you don't see them out there doing anything. It's easy to be a boss.
I do see people out there, but, you know, you're kind
of... Not enough.
Well, we have to run. We got to take, you know, we've got to break for the news.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Dolores.
Okay,
we're going to break for the news, and we're going to have Daniel not on as soon as we come back from the news.
On KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announces that she will not be seeking re-election.
After representing San Francisco for nearly 40 years in Congress, Pelosi will be retiring at the end of her current term. She was the first woman to become Speaker of the House, and she held the position twice. Pelosi's powerful leadership and liberal politics proved to be a thorn in the side of Republican Presidents George W. Bush and Donald Trump. At age 85, Pelosi will be stepping down at a time when many Democrats are clamoring for younger political leaders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Airports in New York, L.A., and Chicago, along with hubs across the U.S., are among the 40 that will see their number of flights cut by 10% starting tomorrow. It's because of the government shutdown. The death toll has risen to 12 in the fiery crash of a UPS cargo plane at the airport in Louisville, Kentucky. Federal Air Safety Investigator Todd Inman says there's evidence a left engine fell off prior to the crash.
A large plume of fire in the area of the left wing occurred during the takeoff roll. The plane lifted off and gained enough altitude to clear the fence at the end of runway 17R. Shortly after clearing that fence, it made impact with structures and the terrain off of the airport property.
Investigators now analyzing the plane's flight data recorder. A Texas federal judge has dismissed a criminal conspiracy charge against Boeing related to two 737 MAX crashes that killed 346 people. Boeing will have to pay or invest an additional $1.1 billion in fines, compensation for victims' families, and internal safety measures. Watching Wall Street, stocks are in the red. The Dow is down about 375 points. The Nasdaq, 383 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher, host of The Mike Gallagher Show. I don't mess around when it comes to saving you money. Right now, rates have dropped to the lowest level in over a year and a half. That means if you bought your home or refinanced in the last 3 years, you could be saving hundreds of dollars every month. Lower your rate, lower your monthly payment, even kick that pesky PMI to the curb. And get this, you can skip two full months of mortgage payments. But that's not all. Fellowship Home Loans just rolled out something incredible. Their very own HELOC and lines of credit. Approval in just 5 minutes. Money in your account in as little as 4 days. It's the easiest system you've ever used. You can do it yourself online. Whether you want to pay off bills, tackle a home project, cover education, or even a wedding, Fellowship Home Loans makes it simple to leverage the money that's already sitting in your house. Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending guided by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Millions are going to the polls in eastern India. It's phase one of assembly elections in the state of Bihar. The BBC's Divina Gupta.
I'm at a public school where separate voting booths have been set up for men and women. Since early morning, from 7 a.m. local time, people have been coming in, and most of them are women. They have historically turned out in higher numbers than men. In a state where nearly half the population lives in poverty, voters here want better education and jobs to improve their lives. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been campaigning here because it's a crucial test for his party, the BJP, which lost its outright majority in last national elections. He's seeking to solidify his voter base with a regional ally.
It is the deadliest natural disaster to strike the Philippines this year, President Marcos declaring a state of emergency after a typhoon left at least 114 people dead. News and analysis, townhall.com. Trump administration has decided not to offer the IRS's electronic tax filing system for free next year.
An IRS official informed state comptrollers in an email Monday that IRS Direct File will not be available in filing season 2026. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said better alternatives exist and the private sector can do a better job. The program faced criticism from Republican lawmakers who called it a waste of taxpayer money and from commercial tax preparation companies that have made billions from charging people to use their software. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump has marked his economic achievements on the anniversary of his election victory. Speaking at the America Business Forum in Miami, the president said the U.S. economy is thriving. However, he says Republicans often don't stress that message enough. He says they need to talk more about their achievements. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be in a few minutes. Gosh, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. And so, I don't know if we'll get any text from Uruguay this week or Greenland or Iceland or wherever. Today, the 6th of November, 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Good morning. National Nachos Day.
Yes, it is. Good morning.
And National Man-Make Dinner
Day. Yep.
Day. You probably do that a lot.
I cook a lot.
I like to cook.
I do too.
Yeah, I do. It doesn't necessarily mean I follow recipes, so I will.
I don't follow any recipes. No. I just.
It's like Linda. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. People say, "Oh, this is so good. What, you know, can I get your recipe?" And she just looks at him and goes, "Well, maybe I can tell you how I make it, but I can't tell you amounts." Okay. Showers are likely today, mainly before noon, with a high near 61, and tonight, showers. Friday, a 30% chance of showers before 10 a.m., and then partly sunny. And now Friday night's clearing up. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 75, and that's good because the city of Shasta Lake has their annual Veterans Day Parade. Linda and I'll be there as one of the announcing team. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. Monday, partly sunny, and Veterans Day mostly sunny with a high near 74. And Wednesday, next Wednesday, looks like showers are going to come back in. So today, maybe tomorrow, but Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday look like they're going to be just great days, and that's good. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, based out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're super people, the Kenny family. 30 years in the business, three generations of Kennys into the business here. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And my guest this morning, he's very busy right now, is Daniel Knott, K2. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Doing all right. We're actually, you know, we are on a heavy grind right now, but it's an exciting time, and I think we have some exciting things to talk about this morning.
Well, we do. And Dan invited me down the other day to the marketplace, and wow. Wow. I mean, I didn't really know what to expect. I mean, I knew things were going to be in there. I had no idea it was going to be the level that you have in there.
Yeah, we are, we've been working on this for, you know, kind of since we started thinking and dreaming about what downtown Reading can be. We've always considered, like, the downtown to be of a city or any really jurisdiction to be your welcoming mat or your front door.
Yeah.
For so many years, once kind of the downtown mall had
moved
on and was no longer used with that, had that same use, and it we just felt like our city's been missing a welcome mat in the front door, and it's been our vision since we started when we originally acquired that Dickers building in the, about 2014-2015 to make a difference here and give Reading a front door that it deserves and roll out a welcome mat and a red carpet to the rest of this area, this region, and the state, and show everyone the best Reading has to offer, and show what we can do as a community as well, and be an example for other communities within the state.
Well, you all really have stepped up. But before we go on any further, I want to talk about you and your family. I mean, you're not somebody that came in here 10 years ago.
Yeah, my parents moved up. My parents were born and raised in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And they moved up here to Reading, I believe, in 1977, escaping kind of the busy, bustling life of the city. My dad was in the retail sales business at that time, and my mom was, I think my mom was working in retail as well. They had babies, and I think, like many of us, we, you know, find a place we want to raise our children. And so made a little bit of work sacrifice when they moved up here and got started in the business of actually. Long story of my dad's got a little longer story than I can tell, but got up here, ended up kind of getting in the construction related sectors, and Alan was born in here in Reading. I was born here in Reading at the hospital. We grew up in Happy Valley, went through both the primary, the elementary school system out there, then West Valley. We all attended Shasta College three out of four of us ended up going down to Cal Poly. Spending a little bit of time down there for school and then making our way back. So three of the four of us are back. One of us is in Idaho. I have three older brothers, and we're proud to be here. Proud that we had an opportunity to boomerang back.
And this is one of the things that I said. You know, there's been various attempts, but when that first river plan came up, and I said, you know, K2 development, those are local guys, and I remember what you said. That you are going to live here the rest of your life, and you wanted to have Reading to be someplace for your kids, that they could stay here and their kids could stay here. So you'd have your kids, your grandkids, all of them here. And you're very sincere when you said it. And I don't know if you say that very often, but I think people need to know that you guys are local guys that want the best for our area.
Yeah, I mean, I'll echo that sentiment now. No one's coming to save us in this community. You know, this is our community. This is my community. It always has been, always will be. And I think so many of us just like haven't seen something happen sometimes for so long that you don't believe it can happen.
Yeah.
And the reality is we have so much talent here in this community, and there's so much talent that wants to come back. You know, kids that have moved out and are looking for ways to come back. And, we really take it upon ourselves to say, like, God, how many more Reading boys can we bring back to town? How many more opportunities can we provide here? Both for the businesses that are already here, but also for our families that are separated from their homes because they haven't had opportunities in this community. So we take some pride in trying to do as best as we can to bring those opportunities back home for all of us.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of Reading natives, Shasta County natives, that are in other parts of the state, and they're facing things that are tough. You know, the cost of housing and everything, gas, you name it, taxes and all that. And if there was an opportunity to come back up here where there is business and there are, you know, the housing prices, or at least you can find houses, that they would come back, but not if they don't have a job.
It's an example of probably half my friends, you know. I mean, most of them have slowly trickled back home, which is awesome.
That's great.
Their parents appreciate it. I love seeing them back. I came back immediately after college, and but it's taken them a while. You know, they've had to really kind of make some life decisions on how to make their way back. And so it's cool to see people coming back. It's cool to see, you know, Reading really starting to grow and take shape. I think as we open this public market here pretty soon, I'm sure we'll get back to this topic.
Yeah, we are, because we're going to take a break, and I'm going to come back and I want to talk about the public market. My friends, like I said, I mean, there's nothing in there except the construction. I went in, last week. And yet you can see. I'm gonna let Dan talk about this. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business here about 30 years, and they have a super selection, a great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Linda loves going down there. She just took a bag full of watches, her play watches, I guess, that she wears, you know, accessorizing. Get all the batteries replaced down at Four Winds Jewelry. They do it quickly. They do it very reasonably, of course, like everything else in there, very reasonably priced. Been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated business, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Daniel Knott.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Reading Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at ReadingKia.com.
Get ready to swing into fall with the Shasta College Jazz Big Band. Join us Friday, November 7th at 7:30 in the Shasta College Theater for an unforgettable night of live jazz, directed by Zach Gifford. Enjoy classics like Dave Brubeck's Three to Get Ready. Other music also performed by our talented student musicians. Tickets are just $7 general, $5 for seniors and students, or $10 at the door. Grab your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Our guest today is Daniel Knott from K2 Development. We're talking about the public marketplace.
Reading Public Market.
Reading Public Market. And, okay, it's yours now.
Yeah. Well, it's been a, like, I think we kind of left the last segment here just talking a little bit about downtown just in general. But one of our promises to the community when we embarked on this journey, started moving those buildings, putting in the streets, putting in the housing, was, you know, we would find ways to program it for the community and bring everybody down to enjoy some of the improvements and investment the city's made. And this is what we feel is the delivery of what we believe the critical mass, which is the promise to the community that we made 10 years ago when we embarked on this journey. And we're excited to see it come to life. We have a grand opening weekend planned December 5th. After the, I guess that weekend right after the Christmas tree lighting. Just keep an eye out. The doors might open sooner than that.
But opening.
Yeah, the major rush is probably that weekend, and we'll be just in time for the holidays, and are looking forward to rolling out the red carpet for this entire community and your guests and anyone coming in town to visit. And I think it's going to be a great place to celebrate, convene. It's going to be a great catalyst for downtown Reading, and I think it's going to be a great just business incubator for a lot of the talented business professionals that are coming into this market, not only to have success within this market, but really refine what they're doing, showcase their talents, and give them a springboard to even do more of that. So that's what we're really hoping for.
Well, Linda and I've been watching our baby here down the street grow now for years. You know, you put in the housing, and you're setting up for this. I mean, you brought in affordable housing and regular, you know, marketplace or market price housing, built the parking structure to take the place of the other one that was falling apart. And now this is, can you tell us a little bit about who's going to be in your market here?
Well, the community will know them in a few names, but we have Tarsus Foods, which is opening up a new bakery concept called Bread Butchers and Cold Brew. That'll have, you know, coffee, breakfast bites, different types of bread. They have a kind of a unique menu. I'll let them roll that out for you.
Yeah, sure.
We have Noni's Slice House and Pizzeria.
Now, this one has a pizza oven in there.
Yeah, big Rotoflex oven.
Yeah, and
the coup de grace of pizza oven.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, that's the first thing you see when you walk in. So that's Noni's.
That's Noni's Pizzeria. Yeah, and if we have time, I'll tell a story about that one.
Yeah.
Maybe later. But then we have DJ Smash Burgers. We have Little by Little Wine Bar. We have San Marzano Market, which is like kind of a small deli, grab and go, and small boutique grocer. We have Morrow Noodle, which is a noodle bar.
I'm sorry, but it's a secret. That's a secret, son. The noodle bars.
Fantastic.
And, I can't wait to
that. I can't
that
wait. It'll probably be my first bite at the market. Yeah. I don't want to say that. But that'll probably be my first bite. We have Bantam Kitchen.
Oh, okay.
With Cajun food.
Well known.
Yeah. And, we've got, Fall River Brewing Company. We have Heads or Tails Bar. It's a two-sided bar. Part of it's inside, part of it's outside.
Uh-huh.
Little play on like a penny. So, I think when you get, and then we have Stella's J, little gift shop boutique. We have Bad Dog Gourmet Hot Dogs and 32 Below Ice Cream. It's going to be an incredible mix of culinary excellence.
Yeah, besides noodles, hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And they have a little serving window out the window.
Yeah.
And that might be how the community is going to see all these businesses. But as we were mentioning in the previous segment is, you know, being hometown, the reason this stuff comes together is because we know each other. So, well, the community knows them by all those names. You know, I know Morrow Noodle because I know Singh, you know, watching his kids grow up playing golf. I was his property manager for his, first business that he opened, Fusion Lounge on the east side of town.
Great place.
And, it's been awesome to see him grow. He's just full of energy. John and Amanda Hutchins, you know, I met them when they were first up in Fall River, just getting going and getting started, getting their feet under prior to them moving to Reading, and spent time down the river with John and spent a lot of time with Amanda through the years in other community groups. And then you have Jacqueline Horton. She spent 15 years down in the San Francisco Bay Area as a sommelier. She's a Somm 3. It's going to be – she's incredible. She's going to just she can just teach wine like nobody else. Matter of fact, she teaches wine and culinary classes up at Shasta College. That's what brought her up here.
Okay.
We have Augie. Augie's the breath behind Noni's Pizzeria. He's just not only committed to pizza, he's just like super committed to food, and it's just really
okay,
cool.
Okay, now it's time to tell. We have time to tell about Noni Pizza.
Yeah, Noni's. So Noni's a little homage that we're paying. And to my family's heritage on my mom's side. So our family immigrated from Italy in the early 1900s through Ellis Island and spent a little time in Pennsylvania and made their way out here to Monterey Seaside. And my, as many kind of immigrant families do when they are finding a new home, is they get in the business of food. And sharing their culture that way. And so my noni, which is grandma in Italian, are kind of like the slang grandma term a little bit, but she was selling slices of pizza and shots to the dock workers coming off the docks. And so it was they ended up
– Wait a minute. Slices of pizza and shots?
Shots of grappa.
Yeah, oh,
okay. That it's unfortunate that piece of the heritage is carried forward too.
Yeah.
But anyways, so Noni in our family is all of our grandmas on my mom's side.
Okay.
And my mom as well is Noni to all of our children. And so we are just so excited to bring that concept to Reading and the people behind it that are pulling for us, been helping us, the talent that's on that team and the quality of both ingredients and prep and that we've poured into this
thing.
And
they're hand throwing these, pizzas.
Yeah, there'll be some hand throw, and there'll be some rolled, but for the most part, it'll be a show down there on the right night, and I think it's going to be something that this city hasn't seen from a pizza experience yet.
Now, address, you know, because people say, gosh, all these places, you have a lot of seating in there too, though.
Yeah, we have our big focus, and there are, not to downgrade any other of the restaurants that have nice patio experiences, because there have been that have popped up even recently over the last 10 years. But just growing up here, being around here, and my friends looking for things to do, and at this point we all kind of have kids running around with us. It's like, where do we go? We can kind of sit down, hang out for a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe the kids are making a little bit of noise. And enjoy what Reading has to offer is one of the sunniest cities in the United States. And so we've got a real focus on the patio out there. It's also climate controlled. So the heating, we can close it down. There's misters in the summer. There's drinks that we call it kind of the drinks garden. There's drinks that roll out to the patio, brewery, wine, and bar. And then food can get sent out there as well. So it's going to be an awesome, just awesome experience on the patio. And then obviously we have inside seating as well.
It does. And, and it's not, you can close it off, if it gets cold.
Yeah.
And you've got fans and heaters and all that kind of stuff, all of that there. So there's plenty of seating because a lot of times you go to places and there's just nothing, there's no place to sit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, well, you're going to hold your food right there. No. So, yeah, it's well thought out.
And we have opportunities to expand some of those seating areas onto, you know, onto those frontage zones of the building when we were getting the downtown Reading streets kind of reintroduced in that spot. It was really important for us, not just for our building, but for the surrounding businesses to have some frontage zone that they can put some chairs and some seating in and be able to expand. So you have some, like, breathing room when you do have those busy days, or you want to bring activity to the street. We want to see activity on the street. So
now there's another business that just opened up last week, the pastry shop.
Oh my God. Linda,
you need to go down there, and or we need to go down there. This place is
good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Linda.
No, I'm really excited about that. I've heard wonderful things about it in my Pilates class. They were talking about, so tell us about the bakery.
Yeah, Le Joie Bakery. This is, the brainchild of Kate Grinnell. She is a, she just, I mean, just like every vendor we have, both in this market and we're bringing down, down into this area, she's just incredible talent. We are just lucky to have her. She's a perfectionist, and you will taste it, and you will see it, and you will smell it. And you won't just taste the flavors, but you'll feel the textures in your mouth, unlike any other bakery that you're going to try.
Wow.
Here in this area. She is going to be a draw to this entire region for really just upscaling the culinary experience. I mean, that's what we're trying to do. And when we came together, it's like, okay, we're gonna do this. We're going to embark on this journey together. Big decision for her, big decision for our company. And wow, she is going to knock it out of the park down there. And we can't wait for her to see where her growth takes her.
We're talking, of course, about the Reading Public Market and that K2 has built down there. I was lucky enough to go down last week to get a tour. I mean, the businesses aren't in there yet, but all of their facilities are. And being able to see how it's laid out, that's why I wanted to make a point of saying about the seating is a big thing. But such an eclectic mix that you brought in there. Everything from a butcher to
and
to
it's
a
very
noodle
high
bar.
End. You can even during the construction, I said, this is so high end. This is so, where are we? We're transported into, like, let's pretend that you took a market and did in the highest end casino or the highest end in Chicago or the highest end in, the fine in San Francisco or New York. We're going to have right here in Reading. And I'm thrilled to see it's just super tasty and classy. And when you were talking about Noni, I was like, that's a thrill. I love the homage to your heritage, because my grandmother also immigrated from Ellis Island through Croatia. I wish she was alive and I knew what her foods were. So, listening before I drove in today, I just, it's eclectic and wonderful. And the gal is three sommelier. I mean, sommelier? Is it, what is that? How do you even?
Look, it's so cool. Like, we have just kind of, when we had this vision, it's just like, we're going to open up, we're going to do this. Let's go find the best people in Reading. Get them in the same room. And let's talk about what we can try to do together. And so I was like kind of walking through everybody's names in that market. But these are people I know, people we know, our families know, my brother, my brother as well.
The people that Reading know.
Yeah. And get in the room and like, let's go do this together. I mean, and we're doing it and it's happening. I know we've been talking about it. You've been seeing it. You've been watching it, but it is happening and we are opening grand open December 5th. We are going to knock it out of the park. I believe that. And, it's going to be so much fun for the community. I'm excited to go down there. Our team, everyone involved is like, man, I can't wait to open. Not to be done with the project. We all want to be done with the project too. Our work's just kind of starting in a new sense, but, we want to be down there. We want to be taking our family down there for the holiday season. We want to be down there on the lazy weekend when we don't got much to do, and we always know there's something going on. There will always be something going on in downtown Reading.
Well, and we got to take a break now. But this leads us into the next level when we start talking about downtown Reading. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967 off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, or Subway, if that's what you remember. I found them in 07 and never gone to another barbershop since I found them. And it's not a hair salon, no. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. I give them a call at 530-244-9478. To make an appointment so I can roll in there and get a haircut and keep going, or I can just hang out there and find out what's going on. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Dan Knott.
Ah! Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, if you didn't get tickets to the Marine Corps Ball, well, we have not only sold out, we have oversold.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about it today that I actually... that was it, the last table. Wind River is saying we can't put people up on the stage.
I said,
okay. So I'm sorry that you missed this year, but next year, tickets go on sale in September. And but we'll talk about that next year.
Reading is a very last minute, and then people get upset. I mean, we've been telling friends, like, during Dancing with the Stars dinners and stuff, get your table. Oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, you guys, it's Monday night. Because they always do the Marine Corps Ball on the day here in Reading, on the day of the Marine Corps birthday.
Anyway.
So next year, it's Tuesday night.
Or whatever November 10th is.
Yeah.
We're here with Daniel Knott from K2 Development. We're talking about Reading Market, downtown Reading Market.
Reading Public Market.
I'll get it.
Call it whatever you want. Just come.
Yeah. Just come. Now, Dan, one of the things you and I talk about is, we've got the public market. This is going to be a great place for people to come down, any type of food they're looking for. Plus, it brings people downtown. We need, one of the things we talked about was, how do we have a regular event, monthly event, that literally shuts down Market Street from Shasta College, maybe all the way down to, down to a Placer, and where people can come back and forth in their bands and all those things. Do you see a future in something like that?
Yeah, we, I mean, not only do we see a future, but as I was saying, and I say all the time, is no one's coming to rescue us. So it has to be us.
Oh, that's
and,
strong.
That's true.
Losing losing is not an option.
Yeah. No.
If you saw Yamamoto, is not an option.
You have to will things to happen sometimes, yes. And will takes action. And when we started this journey with the public market, one of the first things we did was try to recruit somebody that could embody the spirit of downtown, what we like to see from a hospitality perspective for our city. We recruited Erin Ross from the chamber. She was at the chamber at the time. Sorry, Jake. she came on board with us, and purely with that in mind, not just like running the public market, but how do we program this space? This is more than the public market. It's more than the market center building. This is, we're programming the entire area and trying to create a critical mass down there of businesses and things to do. Like I said, where there's always something to do and variety. And in order to do that, we have to will the foot traffic into downtown Reading, and we need to do that through programming, populating the park, concert series in the park. We're talking spring, trying to bring spring concert series into the Whistle Stop Park, a fall series in the Whistle Stop Park. Those are our slow season versions. Let's will that foot traffic down there. I would love to see a Thursday night farmers market down there. I went to school in San Luis Obispo at Cal Poly, and we just had the most fantastic farmers market. And the fact that our market can't roll its doors open to that beautiful street area into the park, and to just have that commerce bustling in that area, it would just be that would be a dream of mine, be a little icing on the cake in the future. In some of the areas where some of the parallel parking is in on those wide sidewalks, we're talking about potentially mm-hmm. being able to put some parklet mm-hmm. seating in some of those spaces. But what I'd like to see is that in the wintertime, we would build those in a way where we could put pop-up retail them in there and then just make a Christmas market in that whole downtown area, put an ice sheet in that park, turn it on for this entire Northern California region for the holidays. So that's my dream. We'll see when it happens. It will probably happen.
I'm going to visualize that dream with you. Yes.
Well, and then one of the other things is
yes.
we have a rodeo that attracts a lot of people. How great would that be during rodeo? We have a couple of days down there. The streets are shut down. You got country western going. You've got
line dancing.
You got vendors out there that you know that you've seen in other towns that are smaller than ours that have bring in vendors that just literally fill up the street so people can walk by and buy things and
smoke and poke.
Smoking
like the hokey pokey.
Well, hey, I didn't
all
know
those
we're
kind of things. Yeah, smoke and poke. I'm not even sure where that one came from.
Well, you smoke your barbecue and you do the hokey pokey. Smoke and poke.
I was taking it a different direction.
Yes, yeah,
too. I was a little confused on that.
I think everybody was.
Okay, well, that's, you can play on the words.
Linda, don't worry. I'll say something worse.
No, but to have a regular scheduled event every month for something like that, to bring people downtown and make it an event where people will come. From from other areas.
Oh, we're talking dueling pianos on the patio. We want somebody strumming music out there all the time. 7 days is a long time to stay busy consecutively on a Monday and a Tuesday and a Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, like we're going to draw people out. But what's going on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Well, we want to be what's going on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So we're taking particular focus on that programming aspect and that kind of spirit of hospitality, not just in the market, but in that whole downtown area and just, fostering both the area, but all the businesses in it, trying to just elevate the experience for everybody. We're already seeing some things take hold. Obviously, Kate being in there. We have Apricot Lane Boutique.
Yes.
That's Cassandra. She's so awesome.
She is.
She's a buddy of mine too. It's
a beautiful shop, by the way.
New Clairvaux in that building.
Yes.
We have FOMO right down here. We still got great pizza down here with Maxwell's. We got great ice cream and pizza in that Market Square building. I mean, there's a total critical mass that's forming right now. That all you got to do is just get down here. You'll figure out what to do once you're here.
You've also got O'Dell's right here next to us. It's opening up their new restaurant right down the
– You guys are building?
Yeah.
Right next to
Yeah,
the
we
Ford
are crazy.
Mart. Yeah, that you're putting up, and you're putting up apartments in there too.
Yeah.
And they're different.
It's going to be so cool.
Yeah.
We are crazy though.
It's good to be crazy. You have to be crazy in order to be a creative and
be an entrepreneur in California. Yeah. You got to start
crazy. Nobody's
going
to rescue you. Yeah. And I love that.
Jason's one of the proprietors of with Dan Monahan of DJ Smashburger. They're going to be open in the market too. The best darn Smashburgers in town. Beef tallow fries. I mean, he's just taking it next level. All of his trimmings from all of his meat and his briskets and everything's just proprietary blends right from his, you know, him butchering his own meat, doing the grinding. Dan Monahan's a private chef. He's next level. The sauces are lights out. The buns are lights out. I mean, it's next level. He'll be in the market there. Meanwhile, we're building the Ribcage Project here, just right on the fringe of the Reading Cultural Arts District. We lobbied for that a few years ago, or it could have been a decade ago now. I'm losing track of time. To just try to bring this art and cultural experience downtown for the city.
Okay, we got to take a break, but Brian Barner, Chief Barner, was on yesterday. We talked about the district where people can walk around with alcohol.
Until 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and how it works.
I heard it.
But that also is a plus, too. You got to have a wristband, and it's got to be a special kind of cup. But you can do that.
Somebody needs to take stock on those cups.
That's kind of a mature way of looking at things, which is kind of surprising sometimes for us.
That was a great one positive thing that definitely was voted on.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages with Dan Knott from K2 and talking about in this last segment some not only just what's going on now, but looks at other things in the future. We'll be right back.
This winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Reading Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at readingkia.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real
estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Tomorrow.
Good morning.
Hopefully, Congressman LaMalfa will join us. I kind of feel he will. I'm sure he's got some things he wants to say. Our guest today, Daniel Nott from K2, and we're talking about the downtown. The changes that your company has made, dramatic changes downtown. And now we're getting ready to open up the public market here December 5th.
Yeah.
Grand opening, but it may be open before that. But it's got, trust me, my friends, I've gone through there. And businesses weren't there, but I've seen the infrastructure, and it is something like you haven't seen before.
And then Odell's.
Now,
yeah. Let's talk a little bit about what the plan is with that building.
Yeah, as I mentioned, it's on the edge of the Cultural Arts District, so it's got a little architectural flair that you probably haven't seen locally here yet. We recognize some people are going to love it and some people are going to hate it, but really what it is that we call it the Ribcage Project, and Jason Odell, we think he's the best there is in Northern California.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give him, I don't know how far I'm going to draw the region, but it's big. And he is a homegrown boy here, hailing from the Cottonwood area. He was a year younger than me in high school. We went to West Valley together. I was outside linebacker, and he was out the other. He was outside linebacker. We played
oh,
ball.
Is that right?
Yeah, and then fast forward a few years, you know, our families are back together here. Putting him in a place that his business, his talent, his brand needs to be in. We need to showcase the talent that Reading has in a way that other people don't, and this project's going to do that for them. It's going to be next level. Big patio, indoor-outdoor spaces, second-level patio looking down on the main dining area, really unique kind of kitschy spaces to dine in and through the different shipping containers. Then obviously that project's accompanied with the 12 one-bedroom, one-bath market-rate apartments in there. And so we're just wanting to continue to just plant people that want to be down here and want to experience that style of life, and it could be just for a season, to get them down here, have them have a place to stay, and just have them have a lot of stuff to go do any given night of the week, walk out their door and have a ton of options.
Yeah, and Linda and I are close enough. We did it one time. I did. We could walk from our house downtown without too much of a problem and just be down there and wander around and then try to stagger back up go back up.
Well,
the
it's very exciting. What if the
yeah.
what's the projection date ish for the Odell experience?
I don't even want to speculate.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
No,
we won't
hold
you.
It's been a painful one.
December 5th,
we're getting on the boogie on that project though. I mean, obviously like a complex design if you have been watching it go up.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of kinks to work through, but I think we're through the big pieces and we're going to be kind of on the go. But yeah, Reading Public Market, December 5th grand opening weekend. Again, keep your eyes out. The doors might slide open earlier than that.
And speaking of the Odells, they danced as a couple in Dancing with the Stars, and we got a chance to see them on that,
intimate
level of how darling they are as a couple. And, you know, we see in work mode, but But I mean, that was really, they were darling together.
Oh yeah, and I mean, Mindy was the cheerleader.
Oh my God, you can see
when
that.
When we were playing ball, we go way back. She does the infant rescue swimming.
That does not surprise me that she was a cheerleader.
So cute.
You know, the thing too about Odell is that he does tremendous catering in their barbecue spots or their cooking areas is right behind us.
Yeah.
So I watch everything they're doing in there. So
I mean, I've been following him forever, but it's like when he first started, I was like, oh my God, this is the best barbecue. But I have to say that even in the last year or 2 years, he's getting better and better and better. It's incredible that like you don't really realize there's another level there, but there's always another level to go.
It's like a
and
musician.
He's doing it. Yeah, it's super cool.
Musician or singer, well, they get their pipes. They get their pipes and
they're
they
out
even
there
get better.
At 2 a.m.
How can you outdo
doing
that album?
Brisket. 2 a.m.
And that's Jason's story, but I'll tell you, everybody in this market has the same story.
I bet.
And it's the best talents. It really is the best talents converging to create a culinary experience for this community that we can all be proud of. And I hope that can foster not just the food side, but the hospitality side, and just continue to raise the bar, create an ecosystem here where if you are a business owner, you have good competition that's training you. Your staff that you're hiring had your competition help train, and we just raised that bar of customer service and culinary experience up for everybody for us to enjoy, and hopefully continue to attract.
Well, Daniel,
December 5th is a Friday.
Yeah, Daniel, I would say what I would really, I think what both of us would love to do, and I think I'm probably reading your mind because we've been married 18 years, so I can kind of know. We here with the downtown radio station would love to be able to have a series of all of those different owners of the spaces, the talent in the spaces. Come on, maybe 2 a day. You know, after we get through the 5th, you know, and so we can have our listeners hear the detail of their business, the detail of that talent down there, background, who they are. And when they come in, I heard about you on the radio. It's a little bit more in depth about those individuals, but I know they're working hard now for the space. So I think that we should, set up something that would be like a week long of, interviews of the talent down at the public market.
That'd be awesome. And, you know, if you want to sneak peek too, you can, I've been stuck behind a computer too long. But I'm not on social media. This is the thing. I don't have social media accounts, so I'm like blissfully unaware of the chaos that is occurring.
It's probably a good thing. You can stay focused better.
So I learned, from Angel that, like on her Instagram that we have an Instagram account, for the Reading Public Market and for K2 Development. And then so I started getting on there and, we have a group that's helping us with some of those marketing activities. Ellis Lane is helping us with our social media campaign, but we're really kind of trying to, you know, convene, a fantastic team to help market downtown, the public market as a whole. But anyways, if you want to sneak peek at some of those vendors, we have these awesome little video snippets of each and every one of them that you can go watch, learn a little bit about them, learn about what inspires them, where they come from, what their business is all about. And then, so I would encourage your listeners to go check out those pages, Reading Public Market on Instagram. I don't know how you look it up, K2 Development, but, you'll find those. And I think it would be fantastic for you to hear from them on the radio. They're impressive people.
Yes.
They're fun. They're all like, have personalities.
Yes.
I mean, it's
not,
cool.
And they're not waiting for somebody to rescue them.
Nobody's going to rescue us. We are the Calvary.
Danny said that the other day. He said, yeah, we are circling our wagons.
Well, when we started this, we put our house up as collateral. So nobody's going to save you. It's like all in or, you know, all in.
Totally. And the dice just get, I mean, the stakes just keep getting bigger as you grow as a development company. So you're always freaking, it's always a dogfight. And, we're proud to be in this community. Like, I know we only got a couple of minutes left, but I have to say, we talk a little bit about our company and ourselves and our team, but it is a tremendous community effort. I mean, if you can go, you rewind the tape on what's got here. It's partnership on every front. It's the same spirit of nobody's coming to rescue us type of people that have engaged selflessly to bring something into our community that's going to be fantastic for generations here to enjoy and to be proud of. and we're just proud to be a piece of that, but it is a lot bigger story than ours.
Well, lovely, beautifully said, and it's true.
Absolutely.
Government's not going to come in and do, it's about you.
Tends to be a burden.
It's the American dream of our people who came over through Ellis Island or however they came, that it was by pure hard work to build it.
Vision.
Build it and they will come.
It is exciting, scary, and at the end of the day, if you can engage it, it's what inspires hope for the next generations and opportunities for our children. So yeah. I'm proud to play a part.
Great. December 5th. It's the big day. It's Friday.
Next time you come on, we'll talk about Shasta Lake City and the developments there and how that is, shifting as well.
Yeah. Gosh. You guys are...
More to tell. I mean, we kind of skip.
You got more stuff going on.
We've talked a lot, but there is definitely more stories to tell. And I think even, some super cool stuff on the horizon, so...
Well, that'll be our next time you join us then because it's like anything. If you're not growing, you're dying. You've got to keep moving forward all the time. And y'all have seemed to have found the, whatever that mixture is, to be able to move forward in today's, society and not giving up. And that's the big thing. So, Dan.
Let's get you scheduled to come back on.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Carl. You're fun.
You're busy, so we can grab you.
I love you, Dan.
He'll go down work another 12. Yeah. He sent me a text today at 5:45 in the morning.
I knew. Okay. I remember seeing your phones buzzing.
Yeah. I just knew your listeners wanted to hear me, so I had to come down.
Of course. Okay, everybody, tomorrow Congressman LaMalfa is scheduled to be on, and I'm sure he's got something to say about Prop 50 and a few other things. Have a good day, and God bless America.
Casey Nars, Shasta Ready.